Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a homily by our Father among the saints, Bede the Venerable. If we are the temple of God, let us take great care and busy ourselves with good deeds, so that he may deign to come more often into this temple of his, and to make his dwelling place there. Let us avoid winter's image, lest the Lord, on coming into our hearts, finds them numb from lack of charity's ardor, and so, since he has been turned away, quickly leave them. For why did the evangelist trouble to record that it was winter time, except that he wished to indicate by the harshness of winter winds and storms the hardness of unbelief, and that his utterance was appropriate for many of those he found then in the temple, whom he told, "Because iniquity will abound, the charity of many grows cold." St. John subsequently intimates this clearly, saying, "The Jews gathered around him and said, 'How long do you cause perplexity in our minds? If you are the Christ, tell us openly.'" They did not say this as seeking the truth of the faith, but as laying snares for him whom they were questioning, and as contriving a false accusation. They believed that the Christ, whom Orthodox faith confesses to be true God and true man, would be only a man and not God. They were mindful that the Lord swore to David concerning Christ's humanity that the fruit of David's body would sit upon his throne, but they forgot what the Lord chanted concerning Christ's divinity through the mouth of David, saying, "The Lord said to me, 'You are my son.'" They therefore believed that the Christ would be born of the stock of David and would come as a king surpassing every other. They believed this with the same lack of sense that their descendants possessed even at the present time, and they will not cease to err until at length they accept the Antichrist in place of Christ. If the Lord Jesus answered that he was the Christ, they had in mind to hand him over to the power of the Roman procurator, to be punished as one rebelling against Caesar Augustus and usurping for himself unlawful sovereignty. But he, with regard for our salvation, on whose account these things were to be written, qualified his answer so as to stop the mouth of his calumniators, and to divulge with a clear voice to those who believed in him that he was the Christ. They were inquiring about Christ's humanity, but he told them openly about the mysteries of the divinity in which he is equal to the Father. Let us too gather around, not trying to entrap him like the Jews, but by preparing a restful place for him within ourselves, like the most faithful members of his house and temple.